All that pollution from shipping water from Fiji could well be contributing to the rising sea levels that are threatening to flood Fiji. Here's a story now about someone who's gone to Fiji to try to help solve that very problem. From our Livable Planet desk, here's reporter Sonia Narang.
When I walk into Elizabeth Holland's office, it looks like a museum. There are big traditional fans, wooden canoe replicas, a handmade Fijian cloth with a turtle design, all artifacts from her life here in the Pacific Islands. But she grew up far from here.
I grew up in New Mexico, so I came from the desert. And I first saw the ocean when I was 16.
These days, the ocean is central to her work as director of the climate change program here at the University of the South Pacific. She once devoted herself to research on the Earth's atmosphere, but these days, Holland is more focused on helping communities cope with extreme weather and rising seas.
We have a third of our communities will need to be moved. The social dimensions of that are huge.
And what Holland brings to the table is her science. Last year, when Cyclone Winston roared through, she went straight to work trying to forecast the storm surge.
I'm always very obsessive about finding every source of information I can. And because of my background, that meant that I could help translate it and get it back out to make sure that we had the best forecast information available, that people were taking precautions. There were whole schools that moved because my students read my posts on Facebook.
When she's not battling emergencies, she's heading up a program to develop climate change action plans for communities throughout the Pacific Islands. A big part of that is combining scientific and local knowledge. And she teaches basic climate science to students who often go on to key jobs in the region.
I think it gives me the basics on understanding climate change and climate science. For me to be able to make a change within my country, I need to know these basics.
Andy Davila Litiana Tale Maimalea is a current student of Holland's.
She's definitely an inspiration. She makes me sort of think out of the box. She's definitely a climate warrior, and she's definitely someone I would like to become and try to emulate.
Holland was on the team of scientists who won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for their climate work. But her transformation to climate warrior came a few years earlier. She was still living in the U.S. at the time.
Friends of mine, three families, were skiing in the backcountry of Colorado on a snowpack that could only happen with climate change. And one of my friends was killed, and the whole rest of the party was traumatized in some way.
Holland says she couldn't deny the connection between climate change, that snowpack, and the death of her friend. There had been a series of unusual freeze-thaw cycles that made the snowpack extremely unstable.
And I knew then that I needed to be able to do something.
She decided to work hand-in-hand with communities on climate resilience instead of just doing the science. She began supporting indigenous groups that are often left out of climate change discussions, including Native American tribes in the U.S.
Very often, those who are facing climate change, who are at the front lines of climate change, don't have a voice. And they don't have a voice in the science.
Her desire to change that is what ultimately led Holland to upend her life in Colorado and move halfway around the world to Fiji.
The team got together this morning, and they came out early, and we took Cove for a paddle.
On a recent Saturday, she chats with students and colleagues during a lunch break from a climate change seminar with visiting scientists.
For me, it's making it even clearer what a wrong-headed decision it was.
They've seen this prominent American scientist slowly transform as she embraces her new life in Fiji. When she speaks now, she speaks on behalf of Pacific Islanders. This week, she's representing the region at the UN Climate Change Summit in Bonn.
You can tell that her heart is here in the Pacific, and she fights very hard for the Pacific Islands.
Tammy Tabe is a fellow climate change lecturer.
Despite her being an American, I think her standing together with the Pacific Islands during these negotiations really has a greater impact.
Holland herself hopes some Pacific-style diplomacy might rub off on world leaders at the summit.
American culture is very direct, and people, if they want something, they ask for it directly. The Pacific, because people spend much more time thinking about how all of the connections work, they may be much, much more successful.
Holland certainly spends plenty of time forging those connections herself. At the climate change event on campus, she mixes right in with her purple Fijian dress, then goes to the end of the line for a plate of traditional Fijian food. For the World, Sonia Narang, Suva, Fiji.
Sonia's reporting in Fiji was supported by the International Women's Media Foundation. Here's another Fiji connection. A Fijian song called Ko Loma Loma. If Fiji water is the height of commercialism, these singers are the opposite. A group of people from one place in Fiji, Vuna Village, who create community in part by getting together and singing a cappella. The song Ko Loma Loma reflects on the natural beauty of the Loma Loma Harbor. In Fiji, it's a classic. Loma Loma, courtesy of the Future Folk Partnership with Smithsonian's Folklife Festival.